Wind power under siege. Wind energy already accounts for about 10% of U.S. electricity use, is frequently less expensive to produce than fossil fuels, and helps to achieve domestic net zero emissions goals. Renewable energy is the way to energy independence, Wind Europe researchers argue, and Europe is forging ahead with wind. Europe now has 304 gigawatts of wind power capacity, 265 gigawatts onshore and 39 gigawatts offshore. Wind as part of a renewables-based energy system could save Europe around 1.6 trillion euros, the researchers have concluded. The world has been harvesting energy from wind for several decades, but it is only in the last few years that increased installation of wind turbines has occurred and taken on the role of a valued contributor to the global energy mix. However, its full potential as an energy source is fragile due to attacks on wind. Facts we know about wind from thousands of scientific studies now are being challenged by widely disseminated social media platforms that question long-respected peer-reviewed findings. The U.S. desperately needs the 30 gigawatts of affordable clean energy that offshore wind can provide, especially given the ongoing fuel crisis caused by the war in Iran. Wholesale electricity prices surged by 8.5% in March after the war was launched, according to the Associated Press. This is a critical moment for the U.S. to invest in renewable energy and reduce its reliance on fossil fuels. Countries across the pond are moving ahead with wind power development, installing 151 gigawatts of new capacity over 2026 to 2030. The EU27 will install 112 gigawatts of this, 22 gigawatts a year on average. This will bring total installations in Europe and the EU to 439 gigawatts and 343 gigawatts respectively by 2030. The U.S. Pentagon has stopped sending wind energy projects back to the FAA, impeding the process and causing concern among us. Even routine processing for projects that did not require mitigation measures stopped in early May. This move is seen as a major setback for the wind industry in the U.S. Climate activist Bill McKibben was critical of the Trump administration's blockage of all wind energy projects, calling it a blockade on clean energy. The decision to pause wind permitting is a worrying sign that the U.S. is not taking its commitment to renewable energy seriously enough. The attacks on wind power are a threat to Europe's security and energy independence. Wind Europe researchers argue that wind energy is essential for reducing greenhouse gas emissions and meeting climate change targets. By suspending global wind discourse, the U.S. is undermining its own efforts to address these pressing issues. As the world continues to transition towards renewable energy sources, it is crucial that we prioritize the development of clean technologies like wind power. The U.S. must take a leading role in promoting wind energy and addressing the challenges facing the industry. The future of wind power hangs in the balance, and it is up to policymakers and industry leaders to ensure that this critical technology continues to receive the support it needs.